The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
I hope today is a day filled with rest for you. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, August 8th, 2021. The 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In today's first reading at Mass, St. Paul begs us to exchange our life of anger and malice for a life of kindness, compassion, and forgiveness that mark us as the children of God. God always loves us, even in our weakest moments. We have to do likewise, first with ourselves, and then with others. And so let's begin this day by offering it to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for the Church, that she may receive from the Holy Spirit the grace and strength to reform herself in the light of the Gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the Gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. Today in the first reading we hear about the prophet Elijah, who was fleeing the wrath of Queen Jezebel after he had decimated the prophets of Baal. They had tried to invoke their false gods by dancing and by lashing themselves, but, well, their god Baal, well, he remained quite mute. Nothing happened when they invoked him. And so then, in that story, Elijah invoked the Holy Spirit and rained down this consuming fire on the sacrifice, and it's an image of the purifying fire of the Holy Spirit. And then he went on to kill those prophets, as was prescribed in the Mosaic Law, in order to really keep the faith of Israel pure of any false deities, because the people of Israel already in the past had succumbed to these temptations. It's a pretty dramatic scene if you've read it from the Book of Kings. So now he's on the run. That's in today's reading. He's running, you know, Queen Jezebel wants to kill him, and he ends up in the desert, exhausted, and he's on his way to Mount Horeb. And it's just an image of really very similar to the people of God in the desert who fled the Egyptians. Now it's Elijah, he's fleeing also in the desert. And again, just like Moses went to Mount Horeb, which is where he originally saw the burning bush, and that's where God had revealed his true name, now Elijah's on his way there. But, well, he passes out. He's just too tired, and he's just lying there sleeping. And so then an angel touches him and points out some baked bread and some water. And so on the strength of that little food, he's able to make it all the way to the mountain, the holy mountain of God, Mount Horeb. But I love this image of this angel coming out right in the nick of time to wake him. Otherwise, he would have kept sleeping, you know, just like when the alarm doesn't go off, you just keep sleeping, right? But tradition of the Church has seen here the guardian angel at our side. He touches us, he wakes us up for the important things in our life. He shakes us out of our stupor or our somnolence, perhaps out of our excessive focus on secondary things, maybe on too much ease, or just he shakes us out of the kind of human vision that can affect us sometimes, right, in our life. And so, of course, angels, well, we can't see them. An angel, he cannot be seen. He does not have a body, but he's there. He's really there. And if you did see him, well, I don't think he would be like this dainty, blonde-haired little youngster that we see sometimes represented in paintings. I think, I'm not sure, but I think it was Fulton Sheen who said that he had a vision of a man once who was standing in front of him. And this man was like super strong and, but like all bedraggled and dirty and bruised looking, but you know, muscular and like almost wearing some kind of armored suit. And Fulton Sheen said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm your angel, I'm your guardian angel." And he said, "Well, you don't look like an angel." "Well, that's because I've spent all my life protecting you. All these bruises and wounds I get from the harm that I am always getting when I'm saving you. Now get going." Right? And that's, I mean, I don't know, this is obviously maybe not exactly happened like that, but this, the idea that the image of the angel is not necessarily just a dainty little, you know, figure that can't do much. And so, "Jesus, you have given me a guardian angel to protect me physically, but also spiritually, so that I always be fed by your truth and that I might always embrace your providence in my life." Embracing your providence really means thinking in a supernatural way and, I guess, seeing the bigger picture in my life and understanding your word as it is proclaimed today by the church, in particular by the readings of today. And in the gospel, Jesus had said that he was the bread of life come down from heaven, like that manna that fed the tribes of Israel in the desert, and even for that matter, Elijah. It had fed them and sustained them. It had fed Elijah too. But just as the people of Israel had complained, well, Elijah didn't complain, but the people of Israel complained, here too, people in front of Jesus are complaining, and they are conflicted about his bold statement of him being the bread of life. They were saying things like, you know, "What do you mean you're the bread of life? I mean, you're just the son of Joseph. You know, we've seen you ever since you were small. You're just the son of the carpenter. We don't get it." But Jesus reacts quite strongly. He says, "Look, stop complaining." That's a phrase he says, "Stop complaining." Because it's true, often we complain, and when we complain, it's a sign that we haven't really taken time to refocus and to acknowledge what is really happening here. And so he tries to convince them of something pretty powerful, but that they don't all seem to understand right now. He says, "Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." The bread of life. So, as we hear these words, and no doubt you've heard them before, we know that the bread of life also, it really, I mean, it has to affect us truly. I mean, how does it affect me, the bread of life? A few weeks ago, I was explaining to a little boy of 6 years old, because he was preparing for his first communion and his parents and his siblings had come, you know, to the chapel. I was doing the first communion, the first confession and hearing the confessions and stuff. And so the little boy was there and, well, I knew I had to tell him that Jesus hides there in the tabernacle. And that he's there, and that, see that little box? Well, that's where Jesus hides, okay? And I knew this was possible, that he could understand this. I mean, children have this innocent sense, the almost magical way of thinking, that they can kind of like enter into other worlds. And you understand this, you know, for Jesus to enter there, to live there, and to wait for me there, that's no problem. He can do that, you know. But sometimes I fear, you know, in my own understanding of it, that I feel that they will misunderstand when I have to tell them, "Now you have to eat Jesus, okay? Now you have to eat Jesus." But they don't misunderstand, hey? Because, you know, I think, well, if I tell them, I mean, they have to eat Jesus, you know, they think Jesus is going to go into their stomach and it's all gross. And no, but they actually see it, and this was the case of this boy, as an opportunity for Jesus to be very close to their heart. Because when they receive Jesus, he's close to their heart. And he really wants to be close by. Because he has come down from heaven to change our heart. And like anyone who loves, he finds ways to come close and to stay close, to stay intimate. I mean, a child probably doesn't exactly know the meaning of the word exactly intimate, but he knows what a heart is somehow. And he knows the idea of being close to the heart. And then if he is close by, then our heart will pump the blood through the arteries and we will be in really good spiritual shape. But if he is distant from our heart, if we are not affected by the Eucharist, by assisting at Mass, by looking at the tabernacle, by a good genuflection done with love, if we don't do these things, then our heart could develop a kind of sclerosis, a kind of hardening of the arteries, if you like, you know, which makes us susceptible to heart attack or stroke, you know, or we could just get dizzy and pass out, you know, like Elijah. But that's what, you know, we're susceptible. If we don't have a Eucharistic piety, we're susceptible maybe to losing faith and confidence in God in some way. We need our heart to be pumping well, precisely when we need it most. And maybe, okay, how about that? Maybe just asking a guardian angel, every time we enter into the parish church or into a chapel, or every time we see a bell tower from a distance, or for that matter, a crucifix, you know, the invisible guardian angel is watching there and maybe telling us, just like he told Elijah, get up, stop looking at your phone, make an act of love, see Jesus there in the tabernacle. He is somehow mysteriously waiting. And that little boy of 6 years old, later on, after I had been with the family, the mother told me that when he was sitting there with his mother in the oratory, he came close to her and he said, "Mommy, why is the altar so beautiful?" Because there were flowers, there was lace, and it was prepared for Corpus Christi. You know? But he said, why is it so beautiful? Right? And she told him, well, tomorrow's Feast of Corpus Christi, and the altar's been prepared for that. You know, but I was very touched by the fact that he was able to appreciate that beauty. And of course, today's readings has all these references, of course, to the Eucharist and the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist in the life of the Church. So let us see what all these references are telling us about the way we assist at Mass and how we can really, increase our faith. And when we live it well, he can really take possession of our heart, not just of our mind, but be close to us in our heart. When I give thanks, as I get older, maybe there are more distractions. There's the phone, there's routine. I get used to this. I can gloss over the readings. I miss the point of the liturgy. That's why Pope Francis has said that this is not just a prize, but it's really a remedy for us, a remedy for our weakness, for any lukewarmness that could worm itself into our life, a remedy in so many different ways. So let us take that remedy today and ask our guardian angel to help us so that we come out of today's Mass with a clean bill of health, a good, strong heart in love with the Eucharist. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you've communicated to me. In this meditation, I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 13 minutes past the hour on Sunday, August 8th, 2021, the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak, and it's time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Alleluia.
God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing. Goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings. O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored. O Holy Ghost, Creator, the gift of God Most High, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply. O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, Holy God, mighty God, God immortal be adored.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Day by day I
Alleluia, bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures.
Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day by day I shall bless you, Lord. Alleluia.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words.
his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth, and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them, that they may always love you and praise your holy name.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia.
Listen to my words. Give ear to my precepts. A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the farther they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet, though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. He shall return to the land of Egypt, and Assyria shall be his king. The sword shall begin with his cities, and end by consuming his solitudes, because they refuse to repent. Their own counsel shall devour them. His people are in suspense about returning to him, and God, though in unison they cry out to him, shall not raise them up. How could I give you up, O Ephraim, or deliver you up, O Israel? How could I treat you as Admah, or make you like Zeboim? My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger, I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. They shall follow the Lord, who roars like a lion. When he roars, his sons shall come frightened from the west. Out of Egypt they shall come trembling like sparrows, from the land of Assyria like doves. And I will resettle them in their homes, says the Lord.
My heart recoils within me. My whole being trembles with compassion.
I will not give vent to my fierce anger, for I am God, not man.
I loved you with an everlasting love. In mercy I drew you to myself. I will not give vent to my fierce anger, for I am God, not man.
A reading from A Dialogue on Divine Providence by St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin. My sweet Lord, look with mercy upon your people, and especially upon the mystical body of your church. Greater glory is given to your name for pardoning a multitude of your creatures than if I alone were pardoned for my great sins against your majesty. It would be no consolation for me to enjoy your life if your holy people stood in death. For I see that sin darkens the life of your bride, the church, my sin, and the sins of others. It is a special grace I ask for, this pardon for the creatures you have made in your image and likeness. When you created man, you were moved by love to make him in your own image. Surely only love could so dignify your creatures. But I know very well that man lost the dignity you gave him. He deserved to lose it, since he had committed sin. Moved by love, and wishing to reconcile the human race to yourself, you gave us your only begotten Son. He became our mediator and our justice by taking on all our injustice and sin out of obedience to your will, Eternal Father, just as you will that he take on our human nature. What an immeasurably profound love! Your Son went down from the heights of his divinity to the depths of our humanity. Can anyone's heart remain closed and hardened after this? We image your divinity, but you image our humanity in that union of the two which you have worked in a man. You have veiled the Godhead in a cloud, in the clay of our humanity. Only your love could so dignify the flesh of Adam. And so, by reason of this immeasurable love, I beg with all the strength of my soul that you freely extend your mercy to all your lowly creatures.
I will sing of kindness and justice. I will sing to you, O Lord.
I will persevere in the way that is blameless.
When will you come to me? I will walk with purity of heart within my house.
I will persevere in a way that is blameless.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship,
and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, August 8th, 2021, the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Bread of Life discourse continues, and the Lord tells just what he means by the Bread of Life and absolutely affirms his real presence in the Eucharist. It's from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John.
The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven."
Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?
How does he now say, "I have come down from heaven"?
Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, "And they shall all be taught by God." Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except him who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. and the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the relevant radio app. 20 minutes before the hour, let's pray with the whole church now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
The Lord is King with majesty enrobed. The Lord has robed himself with might. He has girded himself with power.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
The world you made firm, not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from of old. From all eternity, O Lord, you are.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their thunder.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Greater than the roar of mighty waters, more glorious than the surgings of the sea, the Lord is glorious on high.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Truly your decrees are to be trusted. Holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All power and all authority in heaven and on earth have been given to you, Lord Jesus. You rule with decrees that are firm and trustworthy. Be with us always, so that we may make disciples whose holiness will be worthy of your house.
Glorious is the Lord on high. Alleluia.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise. Forever, alleluia.
To you, O Lord, be highest glory and praise. Forever, alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise forever.
Alleluia.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth bless the Lord. You springs bless the Lord. Seas and rivers bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures bless the Lord. All you birds of the air bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy man of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever.
To you, Lord, be highest glory and praise, forever, alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the heavens, alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the heavens, alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, shining stars. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters above the heavens.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Let them praise the name of the Lord. He commanded, they were made. He fixed them forever, gave a law which shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord from the earth, sea creatures and all oceans, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy winds that obey his word, all mountains and hills, all fruit trees and cedars, beasts wild and tame, reptiles and birds on the wing, all earth's kings and peoples, earth's princes and rulers, young men and maidens, old men together with children.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he alone is exalted. The splendor of his name reaches beyond heaven and earth.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
He exalts the strength of his people. He is the praise of all his saints, of the sons of Israel, of the people to whom he comes close.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, extolled in the heights by angelic powers, you are also praised by all earth's creatures, each in its own way. With all the splendor of heavenly worship, you still delight in such tokens of love as earth can offer. May heaven and earth together acclaim you as King. May the praise that is sung in heaven resound in the heart of every creature on earth.
Praise the Lord from the heavens. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophet he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers
and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia.
Father, you sent the Holy Spirit to enlighten the hearts of men. Hear us as we pray. Enlighten your people, Lord.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
Blessed are you, O God, our light.
You have given us a new day, resplendent with your glory.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
You enlightened the world through the resurrection of your Son.
Through your church, shed this light on all men.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
You gave the disciples your only begotten Son, the Spirit's gift of understanding.
Through the same Spirit, keep the church faithful to you.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
Light of nations, remember those who remain in darkness.
Open their eyes and let them recognize you, the only true God.
Enlighten your people, Lord.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, whom taught by the Holy Spirit we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's Sunday, so if you are able, by all means, get to Mass, receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the app. In the meantime, you go out, make this a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.